And it is, of course, time for the business news. Ko taku hoa e nāianei, ko Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas joins us live in the studio. A finance crackdown, Nicholas, has led to $150 million in compensation. That's not a small amount.
Yeah, no, not to be sneezed at. This all follows a crackdown or investigation by the FMA and the RBNZ into the banking and insurance sector. Sort of came off the back of that Australian inquiry, that Royal Commission inquiry into their finance sector as well. And what it found is that often customers had unfair and improper treatment, as well as poor service. The review also found that there were weak systems and processes within many of these institutions, and there was a clear need for an attitude change in the way they dealt with customers. So that had the banks and the insurers having to go back through all their past dealings, reviewing their behaviour, making apologies, and in some cases actually compensating some of their customers. So far, the banks have paid back $109 million to nearly 1 million people. I thought to myself, that's a lot of people. That's like, what, how many people in New Zealand? 5 million? 20% of the country have received something from the bank. Insurance companies paid $43 million to 500,000 customers. And the FMA says about all of this, look, they're obviously disappointed, but they're not surprised. And the thing is, they actually expect more reports of bad behaviour to come in the months ahead, especially ahead of a new legislation that comes into effect that's designed to protect consumers. That's known as the Conduct of Financial Institutions Bill, or COFI, and that will require firms to be licensed and have systems and codes that protect customers.
I'm sure our listeners will get in touch, 2101 on the text. Does your bank need an attitude adjustment, and why? I'll be interested to hear what people have to say.
Were you one of those people who got sold credit card insurance that you didn't need?
And
you
got a
things
refund.
Like this.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's move on to this fall in job ads. Now, I find this interesting. So what does that mean? The market has peaked?
Yeah, I guess that's the view of BNZ senior economist Craig Ebert, who's actually gone through and analysed the latest data that's come through from SEEK. It showed that job ads fell about nearly 4% over the past month. That's one of the biggest falls we've seen in quite some time. The more interesting thing is the downward trend. Over the past 3 months, job ads fell by about 0.4%. But let's be honest, job ads are still much higher than they were a year ago, about 22.4% higher. They are hovering around record levels. But the point that Craig Ebert is making is that we are seeing some signs of softness. And he reckons further evidence of that, outside of the fact that job ads were falling, was that applications per job are actually increasing. Now, that's a reversal of the trend that we've seen through most of this year, when job ads were just surging ahead each month, but the applications per job were actually falling away. You know, it really just highlighted the challenges that firms were facing. So as job ads fall, more people are applying, that maybe just some signs of that slack in the market are beginning to ease somewhat, that firms are having
Or they're just giving up, Nicholas, and stopping advertising because they get the same people who apply for the job and they're not suited for the position. I mean, that's potentially another option.
That's equally possible. I'm not going to dispute you on that. I think the main thing that listeners should take away from this, that there hasn't been some fundamental change in the labour market. It's still a great time to be a job seeker. If you haven't already bounced around or asked for a pay rise, there's still plenty of time to do so.
Okay, Nicholas, take us for a twirl around the market.
Well, the NZX has been on a bit of a streak the past couple of days, but it did finish down 50 points to 11,125. The dollar trading at 57.9 US cents, 88.8 Australian, and nearly 51 pence.
Thank you, Nicholas. Ka kite. That's Nicholas Poynton with Business News there.